On this weekend's Motherlode Views, we're talking with Congressman Tom McClintock, who represents District 4, who is a Republican who represents the Motherlode region. Congressman McClintock, next thing I want to ask you about is health care. We hear a lot of talk nationally about the idea of Medicare for all or a single-payer system. You know, what's your assessment of the health care system currently, and what, if anything, should be done?
Well, government has made it a complete mess, and Obamacare has failed in all of the things it promised to do. Unless you're being subsidized on Obamacare, the policies are cost prohibitive. Families can't afford them. Why? Because they load up everything into those policies that a family might not want or might not need. You know, for example, an elderly couple doesn't need pediatric coverage, but under Obamacare, they're required to buy it anyway. A family of teetotalers doesn't need drug abuse coverage, but they're required to buy it. I mean, we've completely stifled the market that used to provide for the widest possible range of coverage at the lowest possible cost. Competition breeds excellence. Competition brings down costs. The problem with the healthcare system is government has eliminated most competition and has imposed one-size-fits-all mandates so that people can't choose to find the plan that best meets their own needs. So it is crystal clear to me the direction we need to take. You know, we need to assure that you know, people have the freedom to shop across state lines, to shop around. If you can find a better policy in another state at a lower price, you ought to be able to buy that policy. You can do that for your car insurance. Why can't you do that for your health insurance? You ought to be able to put money into health savings accounts so that your health care spending is not taxed. I mean, there are so many things we can do to not only restore competition, but also to bring these health prices back into reach for every family. And the Republicans actually introduced a comprehensive plan to do that during the last Congress, and it assured that there would be supports in the tax system so that anyone who it would assure that every family at whatever income level would have within their reach at least a basic health plan that they could choose, that they could own, that they could afford, and that they could fire if it no longer fit their needs. That is the direction that I think we have to go. Now, what you're seeing on the left among the Democrats now is Medicare for all. Now, you have to understand what that means. If you have a health care plan through your employer, for example, that you're satisfied with, you lose that plan. All health care insurance will be provided by the same jolly people who run the post office and the IRS. Think about that. Not only that, but the price tag for that system is absolutely astronomical. It's been estimated over $30 trillion over the next 10 years. That's $3 trillion a year. That's about what we're collecting right now in total revenues. So here's what happens. You lose the health plan you have through your employer. You have to take the government-managed plan, and on top of that, your taxes double. What's not to like about that?
Talking with Congressman Tom McClintock on this weekend's Motherlode Views. You know, another topic I want to ask you about is the federal deficit. Are there ways that you could see the federal deficit going down?
Oh, I mean, it has to. I mean, and there are so many reforms that could be implemented to do exactly that. And that doesn't necessarily mean reducing services either. In many cases, it means providing services more efficiently than we can right now. About two-thirds of the budget right now is automatic spending, mandatory spending. In other words, Congress doesn't vote on it year by year. All of the activities that you see on the budget, all of the fights that we have over defense spending and so forth, all of that is the one-third of the budget that's in the appropriations process. The other two-thirds is on automatic. The first thing that we've got to do is bring back the budget system that worked and worked well when we used it. And that is, I don't want to get lost in the weeds on this, but we do have a system that can do that. And it goes after, and it's actually easier to reduce the mandatory spending where so much of the inefficiency and waste is. And to your question, well, what do you cut? I mean, everywhere there are efficiencies that can be wrought out of this system, dramatic efficiencies. And we've got to start, by the way, by putting Social Security and Medicare back on a sound financial footing. Both of those are on a short path to bankruptcy, which means that if we don't make changes now, they're not going to be around for the next generation. And there are ways of doing that without affecting the quality of services. In fact, in many ways, you'll see an increase in the quality of services. The premium support plan that Republicans have proposed for years for Medicare would do exactly that. If you're in Medicare right now, if you're, you've got a choice, you can go to the Medicare Advantage plan. That's essentially what a premium support plan is. It means that there would be a large number of different policies negotiated by Medicare that you could choose from. You could choose the plan that best meets your own needs, and then the price of that plan would be supported depending upon how old you are, how poor you are, how sick you are. That would actually assure, I think, in many cases, better service for Medicare patients than they can get today through the system at a much lower cost, which means that we could extend that indefinitely into the future. Social Security, there are similar reforms. Keeping the promise we've made to those who are at or near retirement age, but gradually increasing the age of retirement for those just starting out in the workforce to reflect the much longer productive life expectancies that that we now enjoy through technology. So, I mean, those are two of the big ones. Nobody wants to talk about them or touch them, but if we don't, they're not going to be around in 20 years, or certainly not anywhere close to the levels that we have today.
Congressman McClintock, on this weekend's Muddle Load Views, we have just a couple minutes left. We've touched on a number of issues. Any other things that you're concerned about right now in Washington, D.C.?
Well, I think the two big ones that are direct and immediate threats to the country are the immigration crisis. We've made significant progress in reducing the flow of illegal aliens, but we've got a very long way to go. And, of course, there is a movement afoot that would actually decriminalize illegal border crossings. That means basically open borders. Halt all deportations, which means we cannot enforce our immigration laws. And, of course, if we can't enforce our immigration laws, our borders mean precisely nothing. And if our borders mean nothing, we're no longer a country. We're just a vast international territory between Canada and Mexico. So, I mean, that's one of the critical questions people are going to be facing this November. Do we want to continue as a distinct and unique country, what Lincoln called the last best hope for mankind on this earth, or are we simply going to become this international territory between Canada and Mexico, both of which do have immigration laws that they actually enforce? So that's one great concern. And the other great concern is the simple question of freedom versus socialism. We are now seeing a major political effort to impose the kind of socialist policies in the United States that have destroyed every country that have tried to use them in the past. You know, we can see where that road leads. It ends up in Venezuela. Before it gets to Venezuela, it passes through California. And now there is a movement to impose that same system nationally. And you can see that in all the proposals that they're rolling out, from Medicare for All to the Green New Deal. And that's the other question we're going to have to ask is, are we going to restore those American principles that produced the most prosperous, happiest, and most envied civilization in the history of the world, or are we going to start down the road that has led one country after another to ruin?
Definitely be some interesting debates over the coming months.
Yes, there will.
Well, Congressman McClintock, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you joining us on Motherload Views.
My pleasure, BJ. Thanks again for having me.
Again, we thank Congressman Tom McClintock for being our guest on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll see you back next week with more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.